Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It is lovely to be with you today. Thank you for pressing play. I really appreciate it. I am recording today's podcast fairly shortly after recording the last one. It's Friday the 30th of September, last day of September today. But I have to record early because next week is, well, firstly, it's school holidays, so Moz will be home. And I don't know, it just feels a bit weird to be talking to myself when there's someone else in the house. I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. But anyway, it is complicated. Plus, I think he wants to do some woodwork. So I'm not sure how noisy it's going to be around here next week. Anyway, so that's why I'm recording today. And also, on Wednesday next week, I go to visit my daughter and son-in-law. And, of course, little baby Roo, who I'm really looking forward to seeing. I love my daughter. I love my son-in-law. But grandchildren are something special, aren't they? So I'm very much looking forward to that. So that's Wednesday of next week. And then by the time you hear this, by the time this goes live, I will have come back again. I will be spending a week there and then coming back. And so, yeah, anyway, that sort of cuts into the time that I have to record. So I am recording now, and that's fine. But it's a really busy time for me right now. I am editing a thesis that I want to get done before I go away. Obviously, Moz has school holidays, which adds things to the life, and the trip away to Canberra, and a few other jobs that I have on my plate, and all kinds of busy, busy, busy stuff. And so, you know, Scotty calling me Life Hacks with Ruth Amos, I think I could do some life hacks myself right now. Like, how do you edit 80,000 words of a thesis in few hours? You don't. You just have to get it done. But thinking about busy times of life and then thinking about the story that I'm just about to tell Scotty, which I will let me tell Scotty, has made me think about what is life like when you can't follow your goals and dreams and you can't move towards those all important things that I'm encouraging you to move towards. Because if you ask me my core message, okay, I'm going to say it's about finding out what your thing is and then doing that thing. That's what I'm all about, at least in this part of what I do with my podcast and blog. It's about, and then the nonfiction books I write, it's about really taking the time to find what your dream thing is and then make the time to do it. And so I'll be saying cut things out of your schedule or put aside 15 minutes a day or do all the things that I want you to do. You know, I know some people would say sleep for less hours, and I'm definitely not saying that. And, you know, I'm all about rest as well and taking the day off a week and all that kind of thing. But there are seasons in our lives where either through some sort of work situation or just because we're ill or we're aging or we have mental health issues or something, that this follow your dream stuff can just seem like a complete impossibility. And I know that there have been times in my life where if I read a book or listened to a talk or something where people said, just apply this life hack or do this activity or squeeze this little bit more into your day and you'll be able to go far, I would have thought, what planet are you on? I can't do any more in my day. I am exhausted at the end of every day. I'm exhausted at the beginning of every day. Like, I just can't do any more. I'm dealing with small children. I'm dealing with chronic illness. I'm dealing with mental health issues. I can't do any more. And today's podcast is for people who are feeling like that. So out of my very busy, I can't do any more, let me hopefully give a gift to you who are either feeling very busy and can't do any more, or who are feeling like because of health or whatever, mental health or aging or whatever it is, you can't do anymore. Have a listen to what I had to say to Scotty, and then I'll unpack it some more afterwards.
Hi, about Soul 265 Life Hacks with Ruth Amos. Are you getting used to the title yet?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Wait till you hear my life hack this morning.
Okay. All right. Tell me more.
Oh, well, I was just a friend of ours just got his license taken away by the doctor because he's ill and he's elderly, and it was hard. And I thought, I come here and I give you all these life hacks about how to stay organized and how to, you know, well, hopefully fit less into your life, but follow your dreams and do whatever. And sometimes it just isn't possible to do that. So today I want to talk to those people for whom it's not possible.
And I know, because the lady across the street from us, same thing. She had a stroke early this year, and so she's also no longer allowed to drive. And she's like 92 years old. And so the doctor said, I'm afraid you can't drive anymore. But for her, that's been a real grieving process.
Absolutely.
Because for all these years, you know, like 70 plus years, she's been able to drive a car and have that independence. All of a sudden, she's like stuck at home. She's relying on her daughter to come and get her. I've said, hey, anytime you need to go out, just let us know. We'll take you, you know. But she's lost that independence, and there's a real grief in that, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think people can feel like they're less valuable if they have less to give. I have another friend who has quite severe chronic fatigue, and, you know, she feels like, you know, what am I giving to the world? I've got nothing. Am I less valuable? No, I want to say no this morning. You are very valuable. Yeah. Even if you feel like you can't go out there and, I don't know, start a multi-million-dollar business, you are so valuable just for who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's point number one. That's the point I really want to say, that whatever the season, because seasons change in our life, you know, but you get ill, you can get chronic illnesses, you can get, you may just be stuck at home with small children. That is a very busy time in your life where you know, it is a bit difficult to follow your dreams at that point of your life.
Or even going, like, I felt kind of that in the last couple of years, you know, like, you know, kind of some stuff that's been going on in our life. I kind of almost feel like I've been the suppressed version of me, you know, like, and I'm like, I want the old me back, you know, I want that. And I've just kind of come to the point of going, this is just a season. This is just a season I'm going through, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right. So point number one is, even in these seasons where you feel like you're stuck or you've got nothing to give, you are still valuable just because you are, you know.
And as Christians, we'd say you're created in God's image.
Exactly.
You know? And you know, in Ephesians, it talks us about as being his masterpiece, you know, like, you know, like that means you're pretty valuable, you know. And if Jesus would die on a cross for someone, then what does that say about their worth?
Yeah. Even the most disabled person is made in the image of God and can teach us something about God and who he is. And that's just so important.
Yeah.
And then also, you probably do have something to give. It may be very small, but my friend with chronic fatigue, she gets on Facebook and she shares photographs of the flowers in her driveway or the way the light comes through the kitchen window. And that brightens my day. It's just so beautiful to see that that little bit of light that she sheds, even though she's, I mean, in a horrible place with illness and whatever, she still gives that beautiful light.
So good.
There may be something, even in this season where you're feeling completely wiped out, that you have something to give and you are valuable. That's my life hack for today, Scotty.
I love that. It's such a good life, and it's such an important life hack, because I think all of us have doubts about ourselves and our self-worth. And I think to know that you are valuable and that you do have something to give, no matter how big it is, you know, even if it's just a smile to someone walking down the street,
exactly.
You know, like, you do have something to give and you are precious. So know that today.
That's it.
You're precious too, Ruth.
Oh, you are too, Scotty.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
In this age of social media, I guess, in the Instagram age, you can see people's shiny lives and you can look at what they achieve and you can really look at yourself and think, well, what am I giving? What am I doing? And I know that even for those of us who, I guess, we're living a normal life, we're going to work and coming home and doing all the bits and pieces, you can see what you're not achieving and you can hold that up in front of your face and think, oh, I'm so, you know, compared to such and such, I am so not valuable. I'm not contributing anything. And it's just so easy to fall into that trap. And it's so not the way to look at ourselves. All of us have value, inestimable value, really, really lots of value. I've read a fantastic book recently called My Body Is Not Your Prayer Request. And it talked about what disabled people can teach us in the church. And, you know, I already think people are valuable anyway, but I was really taught about ways that I would maybe show people unintentionally that they're not valuable. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to change my behaviours and make sure that I value people greatly and highly, because they are, as Scotty said, made in God's image. And so much, we can learn so much from people who have disabilities or people who, you know, maybe are stuck in their house and unable to get out. There are so many different seasons of life. In fact, that, you know, when I talk about what we can achieve and following our dream and everything, I think about how small a part of your life you can fit that into compared to all of the different seasons that we have. when I was at home with small children, that took up a lot of my energy and there was not much left to do anything else with. I didn't have energy to volunteer. I didn't have energy to join some sort of club somewhere. Maybe if I had, I would have felt emotionally better. But there are literally times in your life where you're just walking through in a sleep-deprived fog because of small children and you can't do anything else. That's fine. That's good. That doesn't make you any less valuable. I have also personally lived through chronic illness. So every time that I went to, you know, build my exercise up and do whatever and get fitter and then, you know, hopefully get fitter and have more energy, my thyroid would play up and I would have zero energy, absolutely zero. And nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew that there was a problem there. And it was hard for me to think, oh, why can't I do what other people do? I just don't have the energy to do it. But that didn't make me any less valuable. It just was a time that I was going through that, praise God, I'm out of now. I found a doctor who listened and I found out what was going on and things changed. But, you know, there are some chronic illnesses that there isn't a lot you can do about it. Does that cause frustration and irritation? Absolutely it does. It's not fun. I'm not saying it is fun, but what I am saying is that each of those people who are suffering in that way or are in that season in their life where it's not ideal and they just can't do what they want to do, suffering with illness or suffering with mental health issues, which make it very difficult to get moving or push yourself in any way, or not suffering with small children, that's pretty rough, isn't it? But just dealing with the joy and the emotional, I want to say it in a way that doesn't make the children look like horrible people. They're wonderful people, but it really does sap your energy looking after small children. There is no question about it. Or who are aging. Like, we don't look after the aging well in this culture. These are people who have given so much through their lives and do not deserve to be just dropped or dumped, but need to be valued and looked after and learned from. You know, they are people that we need to learn from. And even if you've gotten to the point where maybe you're aging and you have dementia and there's not much you can give, you are still a valuable person because you just have that innate value in you. You are made in God's image and there is so much we can learn even from those for whom life is just a waiting time. So really, really want to emphasize this. I don't know how many different ways I can say it. And look, I've already raved on for 5 minutes about this. Saying basically the same thing. You are valuable. But I do want to say that there may be something that you can give. And as I said, that friend who has chronic fatigue, who just takes photos of the garden, the flowers that she can see from where she sits in the garden or walks, you know, she can do her one little walk down the driveway, she will see something beautiful and take a photo of it and share it with us. That's amazing. And if she can't leave the house, she takes a photo of her kitchen window and shares it with us. That's a blessing to me personally. I have another friend that I met on Twitter. So does it make us friends? I'm not sure yet. I'm still pretty new to this Twitter thing. But she's a spoonie. So I don't know if you've heard about the spoonie idea, but the idea is that when you are suffering with a chronic illness, you wake up in the morning and you're not sure how much energy you've got. You open your drawer and the number of spoons that you have there is the amount of energy you've got. And once you've used up all your spoons, then you're out of energy and that's the end. And so she tweets each day about what she's hoping to achieve, but also she tweets about how life went a bit wrong yesterday and or the day was hot or, you know, something and she didn't get where she wanted to get to. And I actually find her tweets really encouraging for her to look at her day and say, I'm really hoping, she's a writer and I'm a writer, so that's nice. So I'm really hoping to plot chapter one today. And then next day she says, I managed to plot chapter one and today I'm feeling a bit better and I'm hoping to get through chapter two and three. You know, it's little things that she goes to achieve, but just knowing that she is setting her her challenges appropriately for the amount of energy that she has encourages me to do the same thing in my life. And so I think it's a real gift what she gives. People who are suffering in this way have a different kind of wisdom to impart to us. And for those of us who are type A like me, or perfectionist, or like got to go all the time, it is really good to just sit back and listen to somebody whose life, by no choice of their own, is different, and say, well, what can I learn from how you get through each day, and how can I take wisdom from you and give it to my life? So please don't be scared to impart the wisdom that you have learned through whatever your struggles are. It's just amazing. And of course, wisdom that comes from age. You know, it's just important for people of my generation and younger to be reminded that you can live without the internet, because people did. There are ways of doing it. And that's, you know, is that wisdom or is it knowledge? It's just something. It's a gift that we need to learn. And so sitting with the aged, and, you know, and this goes back to those with dementia as well, you know, talking to them about how they saw life as children, because often they can remember that, and hearing that from them, depending on where they're at, but those sort of things. It encourages the rest of us to slow down. We can get so trapped in the idea of what we're achieving is the thing that gives us our value, and to be reminded that we can slow down and we don't have to achieve at the speed of light to be valuable, that we are just valuable. It's an encouragement. It's a good thing. Of course, if you're looking after small children, the care of your children is the thing that you're giving to the world, and it's a really amazing gift to care for your children. So, yeah, there are things that you can give, even if you're feeling stuck or exhausted all the time or whatever it is. It's good to give what you can. But my final point here is, please, if you're stuck in this super busy time, or if you're stuck with illness, or if you're stuck somehow, don't feel guilty. You don't have to complete all of the tasks today. You need to remember that you do see the curated fronts from other people on social media, and not what they're hiding in their back room. And that your life is your life. And I encourage you to give it your best shot, to find strategies that will help you through this difficult period, to find ways in which you can feel good about each day as you go through it. Yeah. Strategies and methods, and do the research as you have the time, and find the ways that work for you, and help yourself through this difficult time. But you're not going to be able to do any of that if you're wallowing in guilt because you think you should be able to do more than you can do. Whatever you should be able to do, the thing is that what you can do today is what you can do. And your speed, your abilities, your way of getting through is enough, is right for you. And no amount of worrying or feeling guilty about what you can't get done is going to get those things done. And in fact, if mental illness is what you're struggling with, it's just going to make the mental illness worse. I think. I am not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, so don't quote me on that. But yeah, the guilt doesn't help. So let's not shame ourselves. Let's not guilt ourselves. Let's just go, I am trying my best, and my best is all I can do. And yeah, learn if you can, find strategies if you can, help yourself if you can, but please don't feel guilty. But really, really, really what I want to say, and what I have said several times, is you are valuable just as you are. And I hope that you can take that message away. Whether you are struggling right now, or you're going through a good time right now, whether you're achieving at the speed of light or tying your shoelaces is too hard, whatever it is for you at this point in time, you are valuable. Please, please know that your value is just huge to me and to many around you and to God. And I think that's what I want to say today. I've been trying to think about what question I can ask at the end to see if you want to respond to me on this, and I don't know what question to ask. But if you want to write to me, please write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. and I will chat to you again after my beautiful holiday with my beautiful grandson, daughter, and son-in-law. See you soon.